Love it or hate it, Trump's White House comments commanded a lot of media attention. Here in the newsroom, we say that covering the constant Trumpian chatter is like trying to drink out of a fire hose. Writer Chitra Nagarajan thinks so, too. She's based in Nigeria, and she says enough. Nagarajan thinks the focus on Trump is crowding out important stories happening elsewhere on the planet. And so when Nagarajan walks into a room where a CNN is on, she asks for the television to be switched off.
I really can't stand it anymore. CNN, which I understand is an American broadcaster, the only thing they talk about is US politics, and right now that's just Trump. And while I understand it's a very exciting news story, there are so many other things going on in the world which we're just missing because the news media seems completely obsessed with Trump. And it's not just CNN, just to make that clear. It's the purportedly international news media in general.
But I guess what I'd say is Donald Trump is now the president of the biggest country in the world in terms of it being a sort of democracy and its influence. It's the early days of his administration. There's a lot of things to sort out. Why is that a problem to focus on him so much?
Look, I'm not saying that we should not be talking about him at all, but I think we need to give the U.S. the coverage that it deserves in terms of its place in the world. And the U.S. does not dominate the world. There are lots of things happening in other countries. We no longer live in an era of a single superpower. You have rising economies in other parts of the world, China, India, Nigeria, South Africa, Brazil. In terms of cultural influence, I mean, maybe you guys in the U.S. don't get it there. It's not just Hollywood and American hip hop, but telenovelas are screened all over the world, including in Nigeria. And Nigerian hip hop is the music that's played not just across the African continent, but in Europe too. So I think that we need to stop kind of living in a US-centric world and really look at the world that we're living in now. In some ways, it's a remnant of the decolonization moment in the 1960s.
You use the word decolonize, and I know you wrote in your piece, we need to decolonize our news media and our minds and stop living in the past. What do you mean by that?
I think we need to accept that the US is not all powerful anymore. That may have been true in the past, but that's certainly not the case today. I actually predict that Trump's presidency will lead to even more waning influence of the US in global politics. So I think the rest of the world, yes, we need to know what is happening and how that will affect global politics, climate change, for example, international peace and security. But we don't need to know the minutiae of the details about his education nomination in the Trump cabinet. What relevance does that have for the rest of the world?
I mean, do you think that people around the world like yourself need to find alternative media outlets? Or do you think U.S. media outlets, which are global, like CNN and a lot of others, need to pick up their game and get more international?
Really, in terms of international sources of news, we have what's coming out of Europe and the US, whether that's Agence France-Internationale or the BBC or CNN. That's what's there in terms of international news, except it's not international news.
So even those outlets are all Trump all the time?
I would say so. I'm not as bad as CNN. But yes, I find it very difficult to get information even about what's happening in the West African region.
Chitra, I want to ask you about news where you are. You're in a very interesting part of the world. You're in Maiduguri. What's a story we've missed out of Maiduguri in recent weeks?
Do you know about the suicide bombing that happened this morning?
No.
So you had 9 people with IEDs that detonated in the early hours of this morning. So the plan was for concurrent attacks to take place. That didn't happen. So Maiduguri, for example, sees attacks on a very regular basis.
So these were suspected Boko Haram militants with suicide vests?
Yes. And this is just one example. There's also an impending famine in the region. You may have seen what the UN is saying, not just about Nigeria, but Yemen, South Sudan, Somalia. But we're just not covering all of that. We have millions of people at risk of starvation. And yet, let's talk about what Trump has decided and the saga with the National Security Advisor.
Chitra Nagarajan, speaking to us from Maiduguri in northeastern Nigeria. Thanks so much, Chitra.
Thank you very much, Carol.